The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Yes, talking of men who aren't very svelte, the Penguin, and what I would say is don't be alarmed if you go, I don't like superhero movies or superhero TV shows. I came out of a screening of The Joker on Monday, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Batman, and it probably ties into studios have realised people are tired of superheroes, and they're almost sneaking in them the door and making shows that are, you know, in some fashion about superheroes, but not really. And The Penguin on Sky is a classic example of that. So this takes place, do you remember the movie a couple of years ago, The Batman?
Yeah.
Where Robert Pattinson was playing the Batman. This ends at the end of that. And we were introduced in that to a guy, Codswallt was his surname, Colin Farron playing a penguin, but he wasn't dressed up in anything kind of strange or anything like that. He's a gangster. And this is his origin story, in essence. Okay. And this owes more to something like The Sopranos than it does Adam West bouncing around going bam. Wally,
Colin Farrell is virtually unrecognisable.
Well, I remember coming out of the Batman that he was in going, who was Colin Farrell in that? I would say he's completely unrecognisable because he's wearing, they call it euphemistically, a fat suit. And he has a limp in this and he looks very unwieldy and nothing like himself. And apparently it's taken hours. You can recognise the eyes, I would say, and the voice. But apart from that, it's not Colin Farrell. But he is brilliant in it.
You have a clip.
I do indeed. So this will give you a sense of who Colin Farrell is. He's a mid-range gangster. And this whole series is about him aspiring to the throne, possibly.
When I was a kid, I was a gangster. Real old school type. Rex Calabrese. He was a big deal. At least in my neighborhood. He helped people. You know, someone in your family was sick. You find you a doctor. Short on rent, front you the cash. Knew everyone's names too. Don't know how he kept them all in his head, but if he saw you on the street, he'd call out to you, ask how you were. Felt like he meant it too. When I'm 14 or something, he has a heart attack and dies. Still holding his cigar. In my neighborhood, they throw a parade in his honor. A friggin' parade. I mean, it wasn't fancy, but it was a gesture. To show love of what he meant. Can you imagine to be remembered like that? Revered.
Extraordinary, not even his voice.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe that actually, I don't think I'd be able to pick out Colin Farrell from that.
Because we were talking during the week about Americans trying to do an Irish accent.
Yeah.
Well, certainly Colin gets it.
Oh, he certainly does. And I mean, he's been living there a long time. I remember Idris Elba once saying to me, if you're an actor and you've been in America 20 years, you start to feel like an American as well. That's just a little name drop for you there that, you know, I like to throw in. But he is absolutely brilliant in this, but there's a whole other story around it. There's intimations of a strange childhood that he's had with a really weird relationship with his mother. He takes under his wing, if you pardon the pun, because he is the Penguin, this young boy who's, because the show begins with the events of Batman two years ago when the city was under siege of sorts. And this boy is in essence homeless and he takes him under his wing. And the 8 episodes chart his course to possibly becoming the new kingpin of Gotham. I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's divided people a little, but I think it's pretty relentlessly.
But if you have an aversion to superhero movies, do not miss this.
No, absolutely not, because there is no, like, I hope it's not a spoiler, Batman is not in this, or unless I missed him. Now, it's 8 episodes. It's only dropping weekly, which again, they're putting a lot of weight into it. I've seen 4, because they sent me a few and I have loved every one of them, and it rattles along and it's plotted really, really well. Now, maybe saying it's The Sopranos is overstretching the analogy because that's the greatest TV show ever made, but it's certainly plotted really tightly with lots of twists, and he rides this good guy, bad guy, whose side am I online really, really well. He's going to win awards.
Screen time this week?
Yes, absolutely. There's a crazy new Francis Ford Coppola movie out called Megalopolis.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to someone from Variety about that. With all the week's new releases and the director of a brilliant new Blur documentary, Blur at the End of the World.
John Farty, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.